So we'll continue with our Chai Sor wedding questions. Someone comes to Rav with the following case. He said that there are two very poor families. They made a shidduch, and the Baruch Hashem, their kids were about to be married. And everyone knows when it comes before a wedding that the families have to sit down and decide who's going to pay for what. One, the kala side, they decided that the kala side would pay for the actual wedding, while the chassan side would pay for the furniture and for the other electric appliances, and they broke it down the middle, that the kala side would pay for the wedding, and the chassan side would pay for the furniture and electric appliances. They agreed that the wedding would take place in an Erev Shabbos, following an old Yerushalmi custom, which we know that a lot of people in Europe did for financial reasons, but also was a custom back in the times of a very old ancient Jewish custom to get married on Fridays. What happened was is the following. The Kala's father, the Kala's side who was paying for the wedding, the Kala's father heard there was a very rich philanthropist who was willing to pay for certain weddings of poor couples if they were willing to get married on Erev Shabbos. To make sure, if they got married on Erev Shabbos, he said, I want to promote this minhag to get married on Erev Shabbos so much, I would pay for the wedding. So what ended up happening, the Kala's father decided, hey, I know that this rich philanthropist, and he helps out poor families. If we decide we're having the wedding on Friday anyways, let me tell him, you know what? We're going to have the wedding on Friday. Is it okay for you to pay for the wedding? And what happened? The donor, of course, agreed, because this is his rule. He wanted to promote this minhag so much. He said he was willing to pay for it. And the donor said he would agree to fund the wedding. Soon thereafter, he moved the funds into the Kala's family's account. And all was b'shalom. It was b'shalom until they actually came to the chassan's father heard what was going on. You know, the chassan's family said, excuse me, you know, we decided that we would pay for the furniture and we pay for the electric appliances, we pay for all that stuff, but we decided you would pay for the wedding. You should pay, now that you found someone to pay for the wedding, you should now split the cost for the furniture and split the cost for the electric appliances, because we found someone to pay for the wedding. And the Kala's family said, hey, what are you talking about? We agreed to divide the cost of the shidduch. I found out about this rich philanthropist. I found out about this wealthy man who was willing to help out a poor families if they got married on Erev Shabbos. I took care of my part of the end of the deal. What do you care where I got the money? At the end of the day, I took care of it. You have to pay. Your family has to pay now. So they come to Rezurbis and they say, who's right? Is the Kala's father right now? Now that at the end of the day, they did agree that the Kala's family would pay for the wedding, but he found that and he found out about this rich, wealthy person. Would he have to pay nothing now to the electrical appliances and to the furniture, or would you say no? He would have to split it down the middle now that they found someone to pay for the wedding. So Rav Zilberstein doesn't really quote any sources here. He basically just says one rule and one rule only. He says everyone knows the halacha called a mekach ta'us. A mekach ta'us is a deal that is made under false impressions. He said it all depends when they found out about this rule from the donor. If it was publicized before the two sides agreed, before the Chassan's family and the Kala's family agreed to divide the cost, that this donor does this type of thing, that he pays for the wedding, and he pays for the wedding if it happens on Erev Shabbos, then it's a mekach ta'us. The only reason the Kala's father, you know, the only reason the Kala's father decided to pay for the wedding was because he knew that this guy would pay for it. Had the Chassan's father known about that the wedding costs would be donated by the philanthropist, he would never have accepted upon himself. He never would have told him that he would pay for all the furniture and for the appliances. But if he did know, if he do, he would tell him, no, I want you to pay for everything down the middle. It was a mekach ta'us. The Kala's father should have told him, right? However, if they didn't know and he only found out, and the Kala's family only found out, the father and the family only found out after, that this rich philanthropist made this type of rule for poor families to get married on Erev Shabbos, and Rav Zilberstein said, no, it's not a mekach ta'us, it's not an agreement made under false impressions, it was good luck by the Kala's father, it was good luck by him, and you wouldn't have to pay for the half down the middle for the appliances and for the furniture. At the end of the day, so many times we hear about shidduchim and so many things caused by financial stuff, by in-laws with fights. But Ezra Hashem Yisbaruch, it's my biggest tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we should understand at the end of the day, when we're coming to a marriage, when someone's ready to get married off their children, the number one thing is any parent wants to do, now we should not get caught up, God forbid, in financials, or what color the flowers are, or what time the wedding's going to start, or what color the invitation is. The number one thing, we just want our kids, we just want our friends to be married, we just want everyone to be married. So sometimes so silly to get caught up on such little things. At the end of the day, finance is very, very important. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. But to start God forbid, you hear so many stories, God forbid, happening left and right about finances and fights between in-laws and fights between Chassan and Kala based on finances and things that are so silly. Sometimes we get caught up in the little things, but we don't see the bigger picture is that we want to make a wedding, we want to build another generation of Klal Yisrael, be able to build to continue the generations going forward. So at the end of the day, it's Matzvila Hashem. The Be'ez Hashem, we should never have these types of discussions of, it should only be for our halachic and our imagination, our gymnastics, but they should never come to an actual case. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, to always have shalom together. Be'ez Hashem, when we make shidduchim, and when we find out, whenever there are issues that do come along, we deal with them, b'shalom, and with good friendship, Be'ez Hashem Yisbach. Shkoich.